Good afternoon and welcome to Aceros Arequipa's conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At that time, instructions will be given as to the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Rafael Borja of iAdvise Corporate Communications. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you and hello everyone. I'm very pleased to welcome you to Corporación Aceros Arequipa's second quarter earnings conference call. Joining us today from Lima, Peru are Mr. Tulio Silgado, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Ricardo Guzman, Chief Financial Officer and Investor Relations Officer. Today, they will be discussing the second quarter 2019 results as per the press release issued by the company yesterday. If you have not yet received a copy of the earnings report, please visit the company's website, where there is also a webcast presentation to accompany discussion during this call. If you need any assistance or wish to be included in future distributions, please contact iAdvise in New York at 212-406-3693. Please be advised that today's call is for investors and analysts only. Therefore, questions from the media will not be taken. If you are a member of the media and wish to direct any questions to the company, please contact the company directly after the call. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call, and they do not account for economic circumstances, industry conditions, the company's performance, or financial results. As such, the forward-looking statements are based in several assumptions and factors that could change, causing actual results to materially differ from the current expectations. Thus, we ask that you refer to the disclaimer located in the earnings release prior to making any investment decision. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Tulio Silgado, Chief Executive Officer of Aceros Arequipa, who will begin the presentation. Tulio, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafael. Good afternoon to everyone. Thank you all for joining us on today's call and your interest in Corporación Aceros Arequipa. We are so pleased to have this opportunity to update you on our performance during second quarter of 2019. As you know, we remain firmly committed to strengthening our communication channels and maintaining transparency with all our stakeholders. Let's begin by taking a quick look at slide number 3 of the presentation so we can review the agenda for today's call. First, I will begin this presentation by giving you a brief comment on some relevant events that took place during the second quarter of 2019. Then, I will give you a snapshot of the consolidated results for this second quarter. Afterwards, Ricardo Guzman, our CFO, will take over to discuss operational and financial performance for this period, as well as to discuss our guidance for the full year 2019 prior to our taking your questions in the Q&A session. Let's begin then by turning to slide number 4 for a review of the relevant events that took place during the quarter. As we have discussed in previous earnings presentations, back in January 2018, the Board of Directors approved an investment of $100 million to initiate the construction of a new main shop. This new facility, which will be located in the city of Pisco, is expected to reach a production capacity of at least 1.3 million tons of liquid steel per year. Among the many benefits this project offers, it will allow the company to minimize its demand for imported billets, while also allowing it to produce high carbon billets for the production of round bars for grinding milling balls. This project is being financed entirely through a leasing agreement. As June, 142 million soles has been invested in this project. On other note, regarding the integration process of Comasma, which was acquired in September 2018, we have managed to implement a full system integration for its operation and logistics, which will allow us to gain further control and capture additional synergies. In May, the non-profit organization Peru 2021 named Aceros Arequipa as a social responsible company in recognition for its sustainable business practices and its commitment towards both the community and the environment during 2018. This is the second consecutive year that Acero Arequipa earns this recognition, which motivates us to keep improving not only our internal culture, but also the company's relationship with the environment and its community. At the same time, we aim to continue join these efforts while timely investment that promotes growth for the country by betting on the development of the Peruvian industry. Finally, in June, the company won the Silver Award in the International Quality Competition, Excellent Leaders 2019. This event is held by the Pontificia Universidad Católica del Perú in collaboration with the American Society of Quality. This distinction was granted to the company for a project that was aimed to reducing the variability mechanical properties of the QTV process in a special quality rebar, which will allow us to increase its production rate. Let's go over a brief snapshot of the second quarter 2019 results. Please note that all figures are unaudited on a consolidated basis. Additionally, growth rates will be year over year unless stated otherwise. Please turn to slide number 6. As these results are consolidated figures, they include the full results of our recent acquisition, Comasa, which wasn't part of this statement during the second quarter of 2018. Consequently, some results may show important variation year over year, such as a consolidated revenue, which jumped $122 million, and gross profit, which increased $11 million. Profitability was slightly lower, but still strong, as EBITDA and net margin were 11 and 5% respectively. As of June 30, CAPEX was $183 million, mainly compromised of a $142 million investment that was allocated towards the new melt shop facility. Furthermore, consolidated net debt declined and continue to represent 2.3 times our last 12 months EBITDA. It is important to point out that consolidated last 12 months EBITDA only considers 10 months of Comasa EBITDA, as the full acquisition did not take place until September 2018. Hence, this ratio will adjust when Comasa results complete a full year in the next quarter. Now, I would like to turn the floor to Ricardo Guzman, our CFO and ARO, who will dive more into the financial performance for this quarter. Ricardo, please go ahead.
Thank you, Tulio. Good afternoon, and thank you to everyone for joining us today. I am pleased to be conducting this call again and be able to share and discuss Acero Arequipa consolidated results for the quarter. Let's begin by discussing our consolidated revenue performance, so please turn to slide number 8. During the quarter, consolidated revenue increased on $122 million, or 19%, as Tulio mentioned. The main driver was the incorporation of Comasa's results into our consolidated financial statements for this quarter. This was reflected mainly in local revenues, which reached 654 million soles, an increase of 118 million or 22% year over year, since Comasa's revenues are generated in Peru. Complementary exports revenues increased by 4% to 127 million soles. Consequently, during the quarter, export revenues represented 16% of total consolidated revenue compared to 19% during the second quarter of 2018. On a per-product basis, as we expected, consolidated revenue increase was driven mainly by a 91 million soles increase of sales of other products, including steel tubes, sheets, and coils, which are core products for the Comasa operation. Additionally, revenues for rebar and wire rods increased by 7% year over year, driven by both a higher volume and sale prices, while revenue for merchant bars decreased 7% year-over-year, explained mainly due to lower prices. Now let's move to slide 19. to discuss profitability measures. During the second quarter of 2019, gross profit was 113 million soles, which represented an increase of 10.5 million or 10% compared to the second quarter of 2018. This is mainly due to the inclusion of Comasa's results into our consolidated statements. Gross margin reached 15%, which was 1.1 points lower compared to second quarter 2018. Finally, EBITDA for the quarter reached 88 million soles, 7% higher than the second quarter of 2018, while EBITDA margin was 11%, a decrease of 1.2 percentage points compared to the same period of 2018. Now let's take a closer look to EBITDA growth drivers as we move to slide number 10. Higher EBITDA for the quarter was mainly explained by the higher gross profit, mainly due to the inclusion of Comasa. In contrast, SG&A, excluding depreciation and amortization, rose with addition of Comasa's expenses to the consolidated statements. Consequently, SG&A, as a percentage of revenue, increased slightly to 5.7% and EBITDA margin was 11%. On the other hand, other net expenses were lower, mainly as employee termination payments declined. Moving to our bottom line, let's go to slide number 11 to take a look into our net profit. During the second quarter of 2019, net profit was higher due to higher operating profit of 4 million soles, which offset higher net financial expenses by 1.3 million soles as Comasa's short-term debt comes into the picture, and lower other income from related companies by 2 million soles as Comasa started to show into the consolidated results. Previous to the acquisition and consolidation, our financial statement showed our 33% stake in Comasa's net profit as part of this account. Another note, it's important to point out that the purchase price allocation for the Comasa acquisition was conducted by external advisor, resulting in the recognition of a badwill during the fourth quarter of 2018. This badwill amount will continue to amortize during the following periods. Now let's move to slide number 12 to discuss our debt metrics. As of June 2019, the financial position of the company and its subsidiaries remained solid. Total financial debt was 1,132 million soles, 47 million soles higher than as of December 2018, despite a 189 million soles increase as part of the financial lease of our new mail shop. Short-term debt, that includes Comasa's 152 million soles short-term debt, was lower compared to December 2018. As of June 2019, the consolidated net financial debt to EBITDA ratio was 2.3 times, similar to the one registered in December 2018. It's important to point out that this ratio calculation only considers 10 months of Comasa's EBITDA. As Tulio mentioned, this ratio will adjust in a coming quarters as Comasa's results start completing a full year figure. As of June 2019, 42% of total debt was denominated in soles, while the remainder was denominated in US dollar. US dollar composition was higher versus December 2018, mainly due to the inclusion of the financial lease of our new mail shop. This lease signed with Banco del Crédito for up to an equivalent of $180 million to finance a new mail shop in Pisco, and which is actually comprised of two contracts, has a combined 10-year tenor with an initial 3-year free of principal payment. The net financial debt to EBITDA covenants on the leases, which is based on non-consolidated financial, is 4.5 times during the investment period until 2020 and 3.5 times for the following years. Now let's move to slide number 13 to discuss our working capital and CAPEX. Operating working capital for the second quarter 2019, which excludes cash available for sale assets and financial liabilities, declined to 1,086 80 million soles, mainly driven by an inventory reduction of 131 million soles. Lower inventories were due to lower scrap and billets in CASA and lower stock in COMASA. Regarding CAPEX, during the first 6 months of 2019, 142 million soles were disbursed for the construction of the new melt shop, reaching a total investment capital of 191 million soles. Due to the nature of this financing, CAPEX and corresponding leasing disbursement are not represented on our cash flow statement. Among other, CAPEX included investments on new warehouses capacity in our operation in Bolivia, the implementation of SAP for HANA, and the ERP in Comas, production upgrades in both our rolling mill in Pisco and two plants in Callao, and a corporate fire protection system. Now let's turn to slide number 13 to discuss our cash flow. As we mentioned, during the first 6 months of 2019, cash flow from operation was mainly driven by EBITDA generation and a reduction of working capital requirements. Cash flow from investment was negative 28 million soles, mainly due to investment in fixed assets of 41 million, partially offset by asset sales and interest received of 7 million and 6 million soles, respectively. Finally, cash flow from financing was negative, mainly due to debt service and dividend payments of 27 million. It's important to point out that a capital leasing agreement for our new melt shop is not included in cash flow from financing. Now let's move to slide number 14 to review our guidance for our consolidated results for the year 2019. We are reaffirming our last guidance for the full year 2019. Revenue growth target ranges for the year are between 8 and 12%. And the EBITDA margin is between 12 and 13%. Our CAPEX target for this year is within a range of 600 and 760 million soles, subject to the appropriate approvals from the board. Dividends paid during 2019 are expected to reach 60 million compared to the dividend paid last year, which were 56.4 million, which already represented an improvement of 40% compared to 2017. The earnings per share ratio is expected to be higher than 0.15 soles, which was a ratio achieved on 2018 without considering the badwill income. This concludes our presentation. Thank you for your attention. We are looking forward to answering all the questions. So at this point, we can move to the Q&A session of the presentation. Operator, please proceed.
Thank you. And at this time, we will open the floor for your questions. First, we will take the questions from the conference call and then the webcast questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touchtone phone. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, just press the pound key. Again, to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touchtone phone. For the webcast viewers, simply type your question in the box at the bottom of the screen and then proceed to click submit question. We will pause for a moment to compile a list of questionnaires. And your first question comes from the line of Juan Pablo Brasset with Credicorp Capital. Your line is open.
Morning, Tulio and Ricardo. Thank you very much for hosting this conference call. I have a couple of questions regarding the COMASA integration. The first one regards if you have any guidance on how long is it going to take to completely integrate the company, and the second one on the potential effects, if you have any idea on the potential effects on consolidated margins after undertaking a successful integration. Thank you.
The first one. Thank you. We expected to end the integration probably this year, at the end of this year. And the second question was the margin.
You are talking about the first stage integration.
The lead one is when we have the both warehouses together, no? And we expected to do that in 2 years' time, no more than that. And the second.
Yes. Well, as mentioned by Tulio, the integration will be the first stage. Right now we're in the
context.
This first stage integration will be due at the end of the year, and the second phase will be done once the warehouses are consolidated. Right now we bought a real estate in Lurín.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be that is under analysis, and we are studying the best layout. We expect that to finish the construction work at the end of 2020. So we expect, that by that time to consolidate all the warehouses there. In EBITDA margin of Comasa, it varies. It's a commercial company, so it will depend basically on international prices and local prices. Historically, it has been between 5%, 10% EBITDA, no? And sales around
$150 million.
Dollars, yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, and as a reminder, it is star and one to ask a question over the phone. The webcast viewers simply type their question in the box at the bottom of the screen and then proceed to click submit question. Your next question comes from Ethan McGowan with Capia. Your line is now live. Please proceed with your question.
Good morning, Tulio and Ricardo. Thank you for taking my question. I actually have two questions. First one is regarding volumes. What was the volume sold during this quarter, and how much of that was rebar?
The normal volumes of the rebar are around 80% of our total sales. And the volumes, we increased the volumes, we maintain the same volumes than the previous quarter. More or less, no?
And how much was that in metric tons?
I have not the numbers right now here. Yeah. ¿Tú tienes ahí? ¿Cuánto con de las?
Este es el presupuesto, ¿no?
No, el quarter, first, el segundo quarter.
Ah.
I will send you the information. We have
no
number. Oh, yeah, you have it there? ¿Cuánto?
Acá.
Okay, Lee, ¿cuánto es Lee? No,
200,000 toneladas en rebar nada más.
Okay, no, pero total volume. You asked about the whole volumes or just rebar volumes?
What was the total volume and then how much of that was rebar?
Okay. The total volume in the was 280,000 tons in the second quarter, and rebar represent 200 million tons, no? This is around
200,000,
no? This is around 80%, yeah?
Okay, thanks. And my second question is regarding margins. So if you could please help us understand, so quarter over quarter, international scrap prices dropped 15%, and that's using the U.S. busheling marker, and then rebar prices actually remain stable. So that intuitively, that should lead to gross margin expansion. And gross margin quarter over quarter actually dropped from 15.1% to 14.5%. So if you could help us understand a little bit of what's going on, maybe it's an issue about local pricing dynamics or a cost issue.
Trying to relate the international prices to local margins is difficult. Local margins move in a similar but not exactly
the same speed.
No? To give you an example, every week there's a meeting of the commercial force, and they evaluate the prices in the market, and they make decisions in a weekly basis, and depends on how the market at that time reacting to the local market, no?
And sometimes it depends more than the our local competitors, no, than the external market. It's a mixture.
Okay, so actually, so roughly, how much of a premium in prices, average prices, should we expect versus international prices? So last year that was about around 20%.
We expected about the same, huh? About the same.
And on the cost side, how much of the scrap used is locally sourced, and how much is international?
It's around 50%, big numbers, no?
All right. Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
And the next question comes from Sebastian Montoya with the Compass Group. Your line is now live. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hi, all, and thank you for taking my question. I have only one question. It is about the higher operating expenses as a percentage of sales. Does Comasa itself has operating expenses as a percentage of sales higher than the base business of Aceros Arequipa, or what's the reason of these higher results?
At the moment, we have a lot of provision
For letting people go, no?
For letting people go, no? That's one of the main reasons, probably.
Yeah, and the percentage of sales is roughly the same, no? We are talking excluding the depreciation and amortizations is around, for example, in second quarter 2018 was 5.5%, and with Comasa's acquisition is 5.7%. No? It's almost the same.
Okay, thank you.
And once again, it is star and one to ask a question, and webcast viewers simply type your question in the box at the bottom of the screen and then proceed to click submit question. Your next question comes from Ethan McGowan with Capia. Your line is now open.
Hi, Tulio again, and Tulio and Ricardo. I have one more question regarding conversion costs. So how much are conversion costs per ton today, and how will that improve with the new melt shop in terms of percentage or dollars per ton?
I can tell you, it will be better.
We don't disclose that the transformation cost.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And there are no more questions from the conference call at this time. We will now take the webcast questions. I will now turn the call over to Mr. Guzman.
No, thank you.
There are no more questions.
Okay, that's it.
Okay, thank you. And we have no further questions at this time. I will now turn the call over to Mr. Cicado for any closing remarks.
Okay, I just want to thank you all again for joining us in this presentation. You are welcome to join us in the future for further discussion on the execution of business plan of Aceros Arequipa and its subsidiaries. Good afternoon.